All right, quiet in the studio.
We go, oh my God, that's massive. Didn't know it was that big.
Trevor, gazelles are supposed to be elegant. Put it away now.
And you say it's a duo Yorkie or something like that. Duo Mars Bar.
Right, that's it. I mean it now. Put it away, Trevor. Thank God we're not on video just yet.
I folded it in half. Right, put it away.
Here we go. Well, hello there. Good evening. Goodbye. Good night. Hello again. Doesn't time pass quickly? All right, we're all here. I'm here. This is AbFab, your delicious, delightful, lovely digital pub landlord of Cheshire Matters. And I know that we have the gazelle in. And I know that for a specific reason. And again, Trevor, cover it up. Thank you.
Yes, I have. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I'm just promoting my OnlyFans page, if everybody wants to log on to that.
Come on, you're all right.
Good evening.
I'll talk more about that in a minute. Mark, Statsman, say hello.
Hello. Are we going to be getting paid for viewing this OnlyFans?
Yeah.
The other way around.
Or do we have to pay? I tell you.
Sorry, well, I got distracted.
So I have to say,
hang on, the lovely listeners.
Yes,
the music runs out. I'd like to say hello.
Okay.
Lovely listeners.
Well, carry on. I'm going to say that since the Raven has gone on sabbatical, right, our female listeners have gone up, which puts pay to his reputation as the pinup of the group.
Those, doesn't it?
I'm telling you now. I'm only telling you the truth. Our female listeners have gone up. And yeah, I think it's more to do with, well, a combination of the midnight caller voice of Stats.
I doubt it.
And the OnlyFans page.
Yeah, I doubt that too.
Of the gazelles.
Yeah, that's it. That's dragged a few thousand in the OnlyFans page. And they're just the blokes.
Well, okay. Straight to the roundup. Now, do you really want to know what's gone on in Ireland? Varadkar, obviously, he's resigned.
Good.
But it's what he said. He said, I am no longer the best person for the job. Now, he was never the best person for the job in Ireland. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, but I think his globalist puppet masters have actually told him. He's not the man anymore.
Yeah. Goodbye. Go. No, so basically, he's standing down, and he'll also relinquish his role as the leader of the governing Fine Gael party, citing personal and political reasons behind his decision. What? Is that because most of the majority of the people in Ireland absolutely hate his guts?
Yeah, that's the political side of it. Right, that's that sorted.
You know, I mean,
something to do with it, yeah.
There couldn't be anyone more hated in Ireland than that guy. You know, because what he was doing, he kept on bringing these people in. And the people were saying to him, no, we've had enough. We've had enough. You're not even looking after your own people. What does that remind everybody of?
Oh, yeah, doesn't it just?
Reminds me of a coward who's running away. Running for the hills again. So, you know, in the future, he'll be forgotten about for causing all this in the first place.
Well, apparently he was very upset. And he was Ireland's first openly gay prime minister in 2017. And,
well, it's just mysterious written all over it, isn't it? I mean, suddenly he gets up one day and he's just gone off with a puff.
God.
I don't know. I mean,
a magician, no, like a puff of magic.
It's just, yeah, it's just gone off like a puff of magic. That's what I meant.
They hated it.
He got up one day and just disappeared, didn't he?
When is there a right time to resign?
I know, before he started.
Well, that would have been correct. That would have been the right time. But I should imagine that people wouldn't hold back. I mean, they showed, you know, a St. Patrick's Day celebration, and they passed it off as a celebration of Leo Varadkar resigning. Go ahead, Mark.
I think if they just check all their replies on Twitter and read the room, I think a lot of people should be resigning really quickly, to be honest. But they don't.
Yeah. Well,
I just caught a quick glimpse of the fella who's taking over him. Oh, my God.
What? Go ahead.
Looks the right clown.
Does he tick all the right boxes, though?
Well, I don't know. He must be a globalist. That's all I can say, because I don't know. I can't really say anything about him, because, you know, it's just the look of him. And his actions, I don't know, just didn't look right.
It's all surprising, isn't it, the way that these people are crumbling? Oh. I mean, if you look in Canada, Trudeau is absolutely bricking it because he knows he's on his way out. There is nothing. The coalition between the Liberals and the NDP is absolutely failing over there. Absolutely failing. And he is losing left, right, and center. And they're showing up. Poilievre, the conservative guy, is showing them up at every instance. And he's doing a great job. He's a very articulate man, that guy. Very articulate. And I love the way that he delivers his insults to them. And Trudeau just comes back and goes, like a little kid, "No, I never did that. I never did that. No, I didn't agree to that." Just like,
why are they all going? Just to, because you've got, it's all started. You had, Drakeford went, didn't he, from Wales?
Which was great. Do you know who he reminded me of? Because his shirt collar's always like sort of baggy around his neck. He reminded me of the vulture out of one of the Disney cartoons.
Yeah.
With Robin Hood. Robin Hood, the Disney cartoon with Robin Hood. And he was the vulture. And the vulture was a friend of the Sheriff of Nottingham, the bad guy. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's like I say, they're all going, aren't they? Because you had, and then Jimmy Cranky went, didn't you?
Yep.
Now Vraka's gone.
Yep.
They're all the top ones are all tumbling. What's coming about? Yep. Something. It's not a coincidence. Something is happening somewhere.
Yep. And Barack Obama was over, which Mark noticed as well. And then all of a sudden, they're out bombing in Houthi land.
A lot of stuff's happened since Obama came over.
Yep.
Trying to work out why he was here.
Instigator. Okay, here's another one for you. Celebrity chef Gino DeCampo, hello, is unable to pay former staff and the taxman after My Pasta Bar chain winds up with 5 million losses. So, not all that glistens is gold.
Just to add to that, I just wrote something down. But, oh, my God. Another skint millionaire.
Skint.
He's liquidated his pasta chain, right? All that's closed down. I mean, liquidating his pasta chain. I mean, you're talking some dough there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of dough, that 5 million.
4.8 million owed to trade creditors. £113,975 to HMRC. And £53,000 to staff. God, he pays them cheap wages.
Yeah, chicken feed, that. Chicken feed.
Yep.
We double that in Warrington. And you've got an Italian there. What? His books have gone missing, haven't they?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen that bit about it?
Yeah, well, wouldn't your books go missing if you had that kind of debt?
Well, of course you would. I mean, there's a connection here, isn't there? There's an Italian, fraud and money going missing. All right, he's only got the 3 hours work, and that'll cover that 5 million for him. He's a very popular guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got to say it again, because Mark was laughing his head off, that he's liquidated his pasta chain. I mean, that's cost some dough, that.
You sound like the chicken man.
I broke up.
You broke up then.
It's not broke up, has it? I can't have that.
Norman. You sound like Norman, what's his name? Do you remember him?
Norman Collier, Norman brilliant.
Seen that's
him,
the one.
Seen him playing golf. He was going around, he was playing golf at what's it called? May Park. I was watching him there, and he was walking around with his a window around with him, a car window, have you seen it? And he winds it down. It's just a car window. Oh, fantastic guy. Yeah.
Well, how about this? You'll know about this, Trevor. If you lost a hard drive that contained $1.5 billion in Bitcoin.
Oh, in Bitcoin, yeah.
Do you think you would go nuts? It was put in his bin, and they've actually narrowed down the area in which the bin was emptied into landfill.
Yeah, and that was a long time ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah, so think of all the things that fermented around that area.
Oh, go ahead, Mark. Oh,
there's no way in the world that hard drive's going to be working.
You reckon?
I've had them just getting flooded with water for half an hour, and that's it, and they're done.
Yeah, they don't work, do they?
You're not going to in a landfill for 10 years. You're never going to find it anyway. It's not going to find it, because I've already been up there and got it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how do you say it? Unlucky!
Unlucky! I tell you. Well, they've got security teams and cameras guarding the dump around the clock over fears treasure hunters could try to dig it up after computer expert accidentally threw the crypto fortune in the bin.
Yeah, and I'll be there tomorrow with a little disc.
So some councils are struggling financially and they're closing dumps, but this one's got enough money to put security on theirs.
Well, of course it is, because they...
So we'll take all our...
He's offered them a piece of the cake, hasn't he?
Hmm.
Or I should say a piece of the action.
There's no action, is there?
Well,
it's not going to... I mean, all it does is buy that missing anyway. It just makes my Bitcoin a little bit more expensive. So it's no loss. Don't worry about it.
Well,
unlucky.
Unlucky. What about this? Now, that's what an England flag looks like. You got that? Anybody want to tell me? Fans display a giant St. George's cross amid row over woke kit.
Well, you know the answer. Don't buy it.
Well, I put up that copy of what they've done to the Welsh flag that you put in, and I've sent it to our Welsh correspondent, and he's vowed never to come onto the program again at all. Well, the fact is, he's never been on the program, and he's also accusing us of kicking him out of a forum. I have to say to the Stig, the Welsh Stig, nothing to do with us. Get it right. Okay. We think that you did it to yourself. You committed forum suicide. That's what we think. Isn't that right, lads?
I totally agree with it. I mean, and as regards the sheep on the Welsh flag, I thought it was quite a nice-looking sheep.
God, you had to say it. You had to say it, didn't you? Go ahead, Mark. You couldn't leave anything to the imagination, could you? Go ahead.
Are you going to give a bit more insight into this story? Or?
Yeah. England fans.
If you want me to do it? Hold on.
England fans, I'll start it off and then you can go into it. England fans displayed a huge St. George's cross at Wembley in a massive statement amid the row over the football team's woke kit design. Go ahead.
Well, there's a flag on the collar, isn't there? Now, everyone's under the impression that it's a woke flag. Now, it does resemble, the colours do resemble one of these woke indoctrination flags. Like
you mean the alphabet crew?
Yeah, the bisexual one or something, but... So you can excuse them for thinking it's more woke crap being pushed by the already woke Nike. But to be honest, it's not. They're not quite the same colours. And this is what Nike have said. They've said it was a playful update, which was meant to unite and inspire fans. Oops, I think probably Saki marketing team on the spot for that one.
Yep.
And now everyone wants to boycott it, to be honest. I'd boycott it for the price. £120 for a child's shirt. You've got to be kidding.
That's bad.
To be honest, I think it's a bit of a storm in a teacup, to be honest. I mean, who would like to change the flag? Yeah, okay. And I believe the decision was made by an Indian guy at the FA before he left. But, right, this is either an excuse or this is what they've done and they've really messed up. But they're now saying it was a tribute to the 1966 team by resembling their training kit or something. So, well, I had a look and that training kit is blue, white and red. And there's no white on the flag.
Yeah.
And those colours on that kit are not the same as what's on the flag. To be honest, I think they've just made a massive mistake here. And maybe if they'd come out and explained it all beforehand, then all we could have called them is colourblind. But now the FA are actually planning to change the approvals process of kits. So they're actually taking it on board. Don't mess with the flag.
They've known, because basically, I bet you in the boardroom... and somebody said, who was responsible for this? And this was the sound effect. everybody would be going. So, I'm telling you, that would have been the sound effect.
We need to fix it. We need to fix it.
But I think it'd be more like.
Did you reckon? What you reckon? Or it could have been like sort of whoever it was just sitting there listening and going.
No, seriously, though, who? We're all getting worked up over a flag with some silly colours on it, but I'll go back to this, £120 for a child's football shirt.
It's no good. No good.
It's daylight robbery. Yeah. I used to buy all the England shirts. I didn't. Once they started going over about 45, 50 quid, I've not bought one since.
No.
I'll never be buying one. So I think maybe people should put the priorities into other things with football, like the price of the tickets and the price of the shirt. Rather than a silly flag.
It's just, I mean, what, 125 quid? I mean, a full subscription to my OnlyFans is only 30 quid. I mean, look at it, you compare.
So it's just
two.
Not value for money then, is it? Are we talking
it's
about
not
you
value
or,
for money.
Or the England no. kit?
No, the England kit. No, I'm good value for money, £30 a month, that's cheap.
You pay me 30, I might join your OnlyFans.
Yes, all right. You should subscribe. I'll subscribe you later. I'll give you one for free.
No, I'll just No, just the money, please.
Well. Talking about no value for money, we were told a couple of weeks ago that the security upgrades for MPs at Parliament were going to be 32 million. Well, in actual fact, they're going to cost a whopping 75 million. How about that? That went up.
It'll be 100 then, won't it? Like we said the other week.
I think so.
It's just, what are you going to do? Nothing. It's just another slap in the face. You keep voting, you know, nothing will change. Till you change the voting system, I'll keep saying that. Might as well.
For 72 million, that means every MP is going to have a private security. Close protection agency, baby. I need one of those. Just for my own family.
You can't protect them all the times and protect the families and protect everything. It's not going to work. You could spend 175 million if you want. If somebody wants to do something untoward, then they will.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to sleep with anybody that wets the bed on purpose.
No.
I need security. Go ahead, Mark.
Especially with water bed. You know, if it's a water bed, you've had it, haven't you? Come looking into flood.
Or is that expression, you're in trouble?
No.
Go ahead, Mark.
Anyway, we were talking about something here, weren't we? Now, that's right. They're prioritising themselves again, are they? And apparently a lot of this stuff's going to be behind-the-scenes security, so you're not actually going to see what this money's being spent on.
MI5 and MI6.
So the ones who told us that diversity is our strength and making us pay 75 million now because of diversity.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Oh, isn't that great? So my question is, how much is the Batley teacher getting?
Yeah, there you go.
No, I guess nothing. Exactly. That's right. He just gets a report saying Muslims bad, school bad, police bad. Move along. It's, you know what? It's an utter disgrace.
Yeah,
it is absolutely. An utter disgrace. I don't know any other words for it.
The inconsistency of the way this government actually works is just unbelievable.
Yeah, the way it doesn't work. Shocking. It's not fair, though, is it? And it's not just the Batley teacher either. There's probably quite a other few people who are at risk from various diversity areas. Are they getting money? Nah, I don't think so.
No, and they're not getting the protection either.
As long as the politicians are okay and Parliament's fine, then it's all great. Move on.
Well, and also the House of Lords are getting an upgrading in their wage, their daily wage. So they're going to be on nearly 100,000 a year.
Yeah, well, if you actually work out the daily allowance that they get paid, it works out exactly the same as an MP. So if an MP gets a rise, then they get a daily allowance rise because it all keeps them all in the same gravy train, the lot of them.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
Here's me thinking the public were facing this never-ending list of crisis after crisis and the government were doing everything they can possible to help it out. Yeah, they can find unlimited pot of money again, or of our money.
To sort themselves out.
Yeah, to just take the piss again. That's what they do.
Have I got to bleep that out? Or should we leave it in?
Leave it in.
You had that Hunt the other day. He was on TV and he was talking to him.
Again. That what?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Yeah. He was on the TV the other day I really don't know how people can seriously listen to him. He said, right at this stage, I know we would love to cut taxes.
Oh, really?
But we can't cut taxes because we don't have the money. If we cut such and such a tax, it would cost $1.4 billion. I'm thinking, hang on a minute. You've not got the money, right? But you've always got the money. You know, $4.3 billion a year.
Oh, you got the money for Ukraine?
For the refugees. Well, we know there's a war chest, and they can always say, well, we always have a war chest. But they've got it for everyday items. They've always got it. They've always got the billion there for the refugees.
Yeah.
They've always got the billion. They've always got support for something. But they've never got money to cut the taxes. And people listen to him, and they take on board what he says. Well, they must be puddled. That's all I can say. They must be puddled. Because if any politician, like they used to do, they used to come on years ago and say, look, there isn't a magic money tree. Yeah. We know that. We believed him.
Yeah. We believed he found it down the back of a couch. Go on, Stats.
But there's always a money tree for him, isn't there?
Oh, for them, yeah. Go ahead.
Remember when we used to live in a kingdom run by a king? Now we live in a country.
Yeah. Run by a bunch of people.
In a country, yes. I get it.
You work it out.
Yeah, I got it. I got it straight away.
I don't know. What is it? I mean, what's the words for it? I mean, they've got us as mugs. They're not interested. They're not interested.
They're interested in themselves. All right. Well, okay. Well, that's an extended roundup that's been going on. But we're going to move on to something which is dear to the heart of our man from Reform, who is going up the ladders in Reform. We saw you in a picture with Ben Habib, and we thought that you'd photoshopped yourself in that picture.
No, I didn't. It was Ben Habib who actually photoshopped it.
Are you sure? Because I'm not sure you can wear mankinis to Reform events, can you?
That's what I was worried about.
What happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened. Mr. Habib was on the other side of the stage. And when he saw me on the far left, if you pardon the political expression, I was on the left-hand side of the stage, and he photoshopped himself next to me.
There's no such thing as the far left. It's the radical left.
Ah, have you flipped? Well, think about it, though. That was the way the picture was taken. You were actually on the right.
You were on the right, yeah.
Oh, was I? Yeah, well.
You were on the far right.
Yeah. Well, he was on the other side, so he actually put himself next to the gazelle.
Ah, right, okay.
And when I go out and I meet, when I say these people, because people say to me, have you met Nigel Farage? Nigel says, no, but he's met me. And it's the same as Mr. Habib the other day. He came up to me, you know, and they say, have you met Mr. Habib? I said, no, he met me.
Indeed. Because you're moving up the ladders, and we know that you have new positions within Reform. You are a very important person now.
I have been promoted.
Yes.
More than Mr. Promotion from Promotion Lane.
Indeed.
Oh, before we move on, has everybody seen the video, the Dominic Frisby one? No. We're all far right.
Oh, God. He's singing. And he looks like Hartley. I'm Hartley. You know, he looks like that character, you know, from the book, J.R. Hartley.
It's amazing. Anyone?
Oh, I've not seen that yet. What's that on, man?
I'll put it back in the group later.
All right.
John Sweater, YouTubers fly around everywhere.
It's great. It's a great video.
Oh, what's that? I've not seen that.
We're all right. Oh, dancing away.
Anyway, sorry, I'm distracting away from the actual point. So.
Okay, well, let's move on. This is something for, our man of Reform in Warrington. And this is teachers speak out on shocking abuse suffered daily at Padgate School. Trevor, what is going on in Warrington? Please tell us.
Oh, I've got... this is the Warrington Guardian again.
If it's Guardian, are they like the Guardian, the other Guardian? Are they gospel?
I wish they were Guardians. I mean, the Guardian Angel. But anyway, I won't go into that. But you've got the Warrington Guardian again did the best to obviously dramatise the report. I actually know this school. It's been going for years and years and years and years.
Wolstonbrook School.
It's called Wolstonbrook School now. It used to be called Green Lane. Mark might recall it because he used to live in Warrington. It used to be Green Lane. It's always been a school for persons with special needs. It's always been that.
So you went to it then, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I passed it regular. I was very regular. I actually didn't go to any school, but I don't want to go into that. Yeah, so I'm not too sure about this one, to be honest. It's for children with special kinds of difficulties. So are your staff not going to be fully aware of it? Are the unions not going to be fully aware of it? That it's a school of special difficulties.
Needs. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you need a certain kind of staff. You can't put a primary school teacher into there who teaches 4 to 5 year olds.
Right.
You know, it has to be some sort of secure staff, like you have not so much as a remand home, but if you have somebody in a remand home who are teaching, they're going to be a certain type of teacher.
Yeah.
And for certain types of schools, especially if it's sort of, because a lot of them have mental problems as well, which causes some forms
and
of
emotional
aggression.
Needs as well.
Emotional needs and maybe makes them a little bit more aggressive. So, I'm sorry, but you can't just say, oh, the teachers are being tapped. It's just a Warrington Guardian again, dramatising it. Yes, there's a problem there, but you need a certain kind of teacher or a certain kind of role.
That's right.
I just have a pet hate with Warrington Guardian. They just dramatise everything.
Well, they're saying that day after day, staff have to deal with highly volatile and aggressive students, and hundreds of incidents of threats of violence and actual physical assaults have been recorded in the past 2 years. Well, you could say that of most schools.
Yeah, but it's because it's a special needs school. I mean, if you put somebody into the prison services, they're going to have to be a certain type of person.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just put anybody into that situation or into a police role. A police role, they have to be quite handy people. They have to be fit, young people, young men, young women, you know, to deal with all sorts of situations. You couldn't put a 75-year-old man on the front line of the police force. It doesn't work.
It isn't going to happen, yeah. That's
and
right.
This is what I'm saying about this particular school. It's not. It's
you
not
need, you
to
need a policeman that drives a car that's got no cameras in it.
Yes.
And when they throw them in the back of the van, that's it.
I've actually seen that. I've seen that done. And I've seen that van rocking.
And at the proper times, certain actions are required.
And I went out to the policeman and he said, don't touch the van. There's no knocking when the van is rocking. That's what he told me. So I said, rightio, and I went home.
Go ahead, Mark.
Well, let's take this at face value and say teachers are being threatened and attacked when really they shouldn't. And what's the reason for it all? So again, here, I think we need to ask, are we getting value for money? Well, not me, but the residents of Warrington, are they getting value for money? Because something's not right here, because this is the third time in a short space of time we've been discussing the education system in the schools in Warrington.
In Warrington, yeah.
Yeah,
totally last time it was a bullying epidemic, and the time before it was the murder of Brianna.
Yeah.
Now it's pupils attacking teachers. So my question again is, where are the adults? I think it's about time the adults stepped up. I mean, I could say, is this the result of putting kids in charge and a lack of discipline? Maybe, but then again, as Trevor says, there are kids in there who need special attention. Because once upon a time, adults made the decisions, didn't they? Children aren't allowed to smoke and drink and have sex and all this stuff. But now we want them to vote. We want them to pick these crazy gender identities
that
don't exist.
Can you imagine getting a kid to vote at 16? What the hell is the kid going to know?
That's going to be the first law they pass.
Is this the result of all this? The end result and no discipline and the lack of male role models in schools? Because I'd like to see, is it the boys or is it just the girls? Now, in America, they had a real problem in a school where the police were there repeatedly. There was gang fight brawls. There was violence all the time. And they got a group of fathers who were fathers of the children in the school to just walk around the school. And it soon stopped straight away.
Yep.
In fact, they were saying some of the naughty kids were going to them for advice and things like that, because there was no one. So with regards to the education system, if this is the case, and it's as serious as the Gospel Guardian are making out, then something is wrong. But you've got now, so obviously finances in Warrington aren't great. Now you're looking at this. It's child welfare, isn't it, in the education system. So who's responsible? Well, you've got a director of education. I think her name's, if it's the same lady, Paula Worthington, £110,000 a year. Then you got your MP. Is she doing anything about it? For £86,500.
Well, it's gone up to 90 something now.
I'm not hearing it. Yeah. You've got police crime commissioner, 76,500, probably going up soon as well. Head teacher of the school.
That's if he gets re-elected.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, whoever it is, and you've got the head teacher of the school, could be on between 52,000-75,000. Now, they all claim to be doing this, that, and the other, but actually, they're doing nothing while taking home far bigger paper packets than the people who are suffering the consequences of this failure. So if a combined wage of approximately, I don't know, 325,000 can't fix this problem, then what can? Well, I know. You've got someone here called Trevor Nichols, and he's putting forward candidates, including himself, in the area in an attempt to change things like this. I think it's about time the good people of Warrington took this seriously and had a good think now about how they intend to vote. Because you've got to change this system. Again, voting for this conveyor belt of failure over and over isn't an option when children are at risk.
That's a great expression, conveyor belt of failure.
You've got to gain the control now of your local areas before we can change things nationally. And I'll give someone else a chance here now to try and change this before people being harmed becomes the norm, you know, like in other societies.
It used to be that headmasters were just like, you know, the managers of teams. And they would have people go on and do certain things. And they used to pick the head boys and the head girls for specific reasons. And those reasons were because they were the hardest people within the school. And the kids would just back down if there was an issue. And I can remember the headmaster at the school that I went to. He would have a management meeting with the head boys and the head girls in the school. And he would actually go through things. It would be totally against GDPR now. But he would say, that person's, you know, having a problem with such and such, and this pupil is giving a problem with this teacher. I want that stopped. And it never actually got to the education chiefs because the matters were always solved. It was as simple as that. And that's the way that they used to work. And I'm sure that if they had people in there who were able to do the same things again, there would be far less trouble going on within the schools because the hardest kids would actually go up to them because they had responsibility for enforcement. And the hardest kids would actually go up to them and say, you ain't going to do that. Otherwise, we'll be meeting at, you know, behind the bike sheds at a certain time of the day. And what are these other kids going to do? Go home and cry? It wasn't a day those things happened because they'd be too embarrassed, you know, to go back and admit that they got beaten up by a girl.
It's a good point, though. But as you say, but the system's changed now, Jonathan, and you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. It's wrong because it worked. It was a system that worked.
But it worked. So what do we do? We don't like anything that works.
Well, we vote you in. As Mark has just said. Go ahead, Mark.
Yep. Well, this is it. Like, if they're dramatising it, then that's actually also a worry because if these are special needs children, that's not a good look. But if we take this on face value and that is what's going on, then if you've got failures in special needs, what the hell does that say about the rest of it?
Yeah.
Like Trevor says, these people need to be held accountable for either A, letting it get like this, or B, not having the right people there to deal with these type of pupils.
It's like allowing thieves to get away with stealing from stores.
You know, we're all getting paid far too much to be sitting on the hands.
Yeah.
And if there's one group of children that need looking after the most, it's the ones with special needs, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It's because their families aren't there to look after them. They should be in good hands.
Yeah.
So their families can feel safe that they're in the school.
They need strong role models. That means somebody turning around to Johnny and saying, don't throw the chair against the wall because the chairs don't fight back.
No, John, I just need someone to go in and find out exactly what's going on here. Get the facts, find out what the problem is, and then find a solution for it, like we keep saying, but they won't. They'll keep arguing and putting stories out in the press and blaming each other. And
well, what's actually happened on this particular circumstance, Mark, is that the headmaster's resigned, the teachers are complaining to the unions, and the board of directors have also gone. So everybody's running away from the problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, the only problem, the only reason they're running away from the problem is because they can't, they have no facility to deal with it. Because as Jonathan says, you're backed by the PDA PD, I forgot the word in now.
And you've also got all these people who are meant to be in positions of responsibility doing nothing.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. I mean, they're just basically sitting back. It's not my remit. Charlotte Nichols, that's her favourite word. It's not my remit.
Maybe she's...
Not my remit. Well, why don't you get about... Why don't you criticise the council for the spending? Well, that's not my remit. Her remit is just going to primary schools, getting pictures with the children that don't call her.
So her remit to interfere in the gender argument and all that stuff, meanwhile the stuff going on that actually really matters in schools.
Yeah, well, that's not her
remit. How
many
people are being hurt? But it's not, of course it's not, no. And it won't be the Director for Education's remit either, and it won't be the police. I mean, if it's as serious as they're saying, which you might be right, Trevor, it might be being overblown, but if teachers are being assaulted in school on a continual basis, where are the police?
Yeah.
Where are they?
There's a lot of questions, isn't there? Where are the police? Exactly.
So if it's that serious, why haven't the police been called to do something?
To deal with it.
And obviously, if the police are called so many times, there's some action has to be taken. That'll go further again.
Yeah.
It'll go to the headmaster. It'll go to the wherever it needs to go to.
Indeed.
It sounds like maybe they've all resigned because either they're running away or they're just not getting the support.
Either they're not getting support or they don't want the finger pointing at them.
Or they've just had enough of this now.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know what it can be like, and you know what kids in a secondary school at those levels can be like. They can be proper little assholes and cause a lot of problems.
Maybe someone needs to speak to some of these teachers who've resigned and find out exactly what's going on. Has anyone ever thought of that, maybe?
No.
Well, no, that's...
We'll do that again then, will we? If we can.
I mean, that's just too obvious. I mean, you know, don't be ridiculous, Mark.
Yeah. Indeed. Well... I'm going to call it there. Okay, shout outs and shout downs. Go ahead, Stats Man.
Yeah, I'm going to do... I know it's repeating it, but I'm going to echo the gazelle, and it's got to be Cheshire East Council. Just on the simple fact, I think they've got cognitive dissonance for some reason, because recently launched two grant schemes targeted at stimulating growth of local businesses in the community. So they want the businesses to thrive, but now they want to up the... parking and charge people for a Sunday and at night time. So while they're trying to help the businesses, they're simultaneously punishing the customers who are already unhappy and don't shop at places. I mean, Ellesmere Port went shopping the other day. It's gone up, I think, 30%, the parking now.
Yep.
Used to be 50p and now it's 80p. I think I've done my maths right quickly then. And to say people aren't happy is an understatement. I actually hang around, though it's a bit sad, buy the ticket machines for a bit and I ask people what they think. And the few that still actually shop in Ellesmere Port, because I spoke to a lot on the campaign trail last year when I was standing in election, say they go to the likes of Broughton and Bromborough and stuff instead. So the few who are in Ellesmere Port now are just absolutely fuming with it.
Yeah, I bet.
One who wants her to pop into one shop, she said, I'm going to be 2 minutes.
ATP.
It's ridiculous.
Madness. They're killing it.
Like Trevor says, you're just going to keep voting for these donkeys and then you're going to get failure.
Well, keep voting for them, then you suffer your consequence. I couldn't give a toss anymore. Sick of it.
Okay, and what's your shout out or shout down, Gazelle?
Well, I've got a couple actually, but I've actually got a song.
I know a song. Now, get on your nose.
So clear my voice, and I shall begin now.
Go ahead.
If a person has a penis, he's a man. If a person has a penis, he's a man. If he doesn't want to lose it, even though he doesn't use it. If a person has a penis, he's a man.
He's a man.
If a person has a nutsack, he's a man. If a person has a nutsack, he's a man.
He's a man.
If a person has a nutsack and he can tuck... Sorry. If a person has a nutsack, he's a man. I got this word perfect earlier. If he can tuck it... If he can tuck it and conceal it, let it dangle and reveal it. If the person has a nutsack, he's a man.
He's a man.
If he amputates his bits, he's still a man.
Still a man.
If he grows a pair of tits, he's still a man.
Still a man.
If the chromosomes are Y, he will always be a guy. If he isn't born a woman, he's a man.
He's a man. Right. He
food inspector
is
in a baker,
a man.
Man, that was lovely. That when you joined in, it threw me out then because he had it word perfect earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Gaz.
Food inspector in a bakery catches Paddy using his false teeth to do designs on the edges of the apple pies. She roars, "Have you not got a tool?" He says, "Yeah, but I use that for the donuts." That one.
That's disgusting.
Oh, Trav, you won't. If you lived in Scotland, mate, you'd be getting a knock on the door in about half an hour.
With the new hate laws that are coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, you're joking.
By the way, we're going to be doing a little podcast on, hopefully, this week. So.
Oh, yes, on
hate crime. Stay tuned for that one, listeners.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, indeed. Well, you know what time it is, and I'm going to say, thank God that's all over. I'm glad I joined in with that song. That's okay. I like that.
Yeah, it's a lovely little song.
That was good. And I don't care what anybody thinks when they listen to it.
It's called He's a Man.
That's okay.
It's called Facts, Truth, and Logic, to be honest.
Yeah, that's anyone, true.
Anyone disagrees, they've got the problem.
Yeah, they've got the problem.
I mean, that little bit there, that if he can tuck it to conceal it, let it dangle or reveal it. Have that bit.
Very articulate, sir. Very articulate.
Yeah, it's very nice, that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, here we go. Thank God all that is over. Okay, well, it's time to say goodbye, sayonara, good night. Good morning, and tuck it in if you can.
If you can.
Just in case where you work has got a different set of principles. DEI, IDE, EID. What else?
Oh, we've got to do a special on that DEI. We've got to do a special on it.
Indeed. Indeed.
That reminds me, we did one the other day.
Yeah, we did one.
Check that one out.
It was a quickie. Something that was tucked in. Something that was tucked in. Say goodnight, Stats Man.
Good night. Don't forget to check out all our other podcasts and all.
Yeah, and we're doing we're doing shorts as well.
Shorts. Eat my shorts, baby.
Well, you are short.
Indeed. I fully admit it. Say goodbye, Gazelle.
Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a little ditty. And don't forget, get onto my OnlyFans page. You will be surprised.
All right, and this is hello to the Stig of the Dump in Wales. No, we didn't kick you out. It was nothing to do with us, and we don't care what you say. Understood? We know, yeah, you wimp. You're going to be listening to this. We know it. All right. Statsman didn't say anything. It was Stats that kicked you out.
It wasn't me. It was the landlord.
Yeah.
No, we say it was the Raven.
In. Yeah, it was him.
You never joined in anything. You're always sheepish.
Yeah.
You've got to join in.
He's good at selling raffle tickets, though.